Baghdad awoke to another day of lockdown under curfew again for the third day in a row. Iraqi authorities are trying to contain any violence that might rear itself following the attack on Wednesday of a sacred Shiite shrine. The curfew is meant to end Monday morning, but Iraqi officials say they may extend it for another day. NPR's Jamie Tarabay is in Baghdad. Jamie, has the curfew done any good?
So far, it has been holding, but authorities I spoke to today say they're wary about lifting it on Monday because they simply don't know what the situation will be like. They don't know if it's still calm enough to be able to lift the curfew. There has been violence outside the capital as well. There have been scattered attacks. There was an explosion at a bus station just south of the capital, and just other violence as well.
And what are the leaders doing? I understand they met last night.
Yes, President Bush spoke by telephone to several of the major leaders, and they all met with Prime Minister Ibrahim al-Jafari last night. He came up with an agreement of 24 conditions that the Sunnis hope the Shiites will be able to fulfill before they're ready to return to the negotiating table and begin talks again about forming a national unity government.
Muqtada al-Sadr has returned to Iraq. Tell us about that.
Muqtada al-Sadr is a radical Shiite cleric who is very popular here with many Iraqi Shiites. He also has a militia, the Mahdi Army, and they've been largely responsible for many of the attacks against the Sunnis in the aftermath of the attack on the Samarra Shrine. One of the conditions that the Sunnis have laid out is the disarmament of the militias, and it's going to be very interesting to see whether al-Sadr will agree.
NPR's Jamie Tarabay in Baghdad. Thanks, Jamie.
Thank you.